Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting third. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Cochran. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Karkovice. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Steve Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Cowley. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting second. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Roy Smalley. Batting sixth. The DH, Mickey Hatcher. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jeff Reed. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Billy Bean. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi strikes out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a fly ball into right field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is hit by the pitch. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck takes first base on ball four. Bush moves to second. Mark Davidson pinch runs for Randy Bush. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Davidson moves to third. Harbeck moves to second. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Davidson now playing right field. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smalley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a line drive into left field. Cangalosi picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cangalosi. Gagne moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Karkovice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck strikes out. There goes Puckett. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smalley fields it and throws to first for the out. Cangalosi moves to second. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-1 in the game. Moorman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 0-for-1 in the game. Bean hits a fly ball into right field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reed moves to second. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi takes first base on ball 4. Reed moves to third. Gagne moves to second. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 0-for-1 in the game. Davidson takes first base on ball 4. Reed scores. Gagne moves to third. Lombardozzi moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. Gagne scores. Lombardozzi moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkoviche takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons strikes out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smalley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 0-for-2 in the game. Bean hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mormon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lombardozzi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. Hairston hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0 for 2 in the game. Moorman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Davidson takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Puckett strikes out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davidson moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davidson moves to third. Harbeck moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball towards center. Williams catches it and throws to second to double up Harbeck. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reed hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 0 for 3 in the game. Bean hits a fly ball into right field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gagne is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 3 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.